This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
A second grader who pointed a pencil and made shouting noises in a Suffolk, Virginia elementary school is the latest to be suspended in zero-tolerance gun incidents. Although the teacher wrote on the suspension notice, "I told him to stop, and he did," she nevertheless reported the incident to the next level, and the principal suspended the 7-year-old and his fellow pencil-wielding classmate for 2 days. A school representative said, "A pencil is a weapon when it is pointed at someone in a threatening way and gun noises are made." Despite community outrage at this silly reaction by the school, school administrators continue to defend their actions. The father of the suspended boy is a Marine Corps veteran. He said his son is a good student and never had any discipline problems. His son told him, "Well, I was pretending to be a Marine and the other guy was being a bad guy." In other zero-tolerance nonsense, some educators around the country are being scared by plastic Hello Kitty bubble guns, Pop-Tarts bitten into something like the shape of a gun, and toy World War II soldiers on top of cupcakes. Some parents say that zero-tolerance policies enforced without common sense make a mockery of the real issue of school safety. Stripping little boys of their masculine tendency to engage in military play is harmful, not helpful. When school administrators take zero tolerance to these extremes, they become fear-mongering strangers to common sense, rather than responsible adults looking out for the safety of all students. And it's not just boys who are the victims of zero-tolerance silliness. In a California school, an 11-year-old girl was suspended for doing cartwheels and handstands during lunchtime.
Has your son or daughter expressed frustration with the liberal ideology and anti-Christian propaganda on their college campus? Encourage any students you know to join Phyllis Schlafly and other conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19 for the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Good evening. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Show. Glad to have you. Wrote a few articles today. We'll start off with an article on cloaking. U.S. military creating invisibility cloak for weapons of war. This isn't anything new, but I thought this was a compelling story that I wanted to write about. And this story is up at blacklistednews.com. Scientists working for the U.S. government are developing technology that will bend light around objects, which will apparently make them disappear. This technology is being developed for application on the battlefield, of course. No surprise there. By learning from nature, we're able to actually arrange very small particles. We call them nanoparticles in a very precise way in a 3D arrangement, says Professor Tiffany Walsh from Deakin University. This 3D argument can be very good at scattering light in particular wavelengths in a very unusual way, in a very unexpected way. The invisibility cloak was just one more thing we were discovering, that we have all this flexibility in this material, and there, is a lot we can do with it. David Smith of Duke University said that, widely regarded as one of the founding fathers of metamaterials. Unfortunately, it seems that the primary use for this technology will not be making a positive difference in people's lives, but instead, of course, it will cause destruction. Associate Professor Mark R. Necht from the University of Miami says the work is being used by the United States Air Force. He goes on to say they're going to be using a lot of these wavelengths for camouflage so they aren't visible to the enemy of the battlefield. U.S. Air Force is quite ecstatic and really excited about this project. But Associate Professor Walsh cannot say when the U.S. will start using the ideas in a war zone. These ideas, if they're promising, someone else in the Air Force will take them and develop them, she said. I don't know what the timescale is or who's in charge of that. So there you go, folks. The U.S. military creating invisibility cloak for weapons of war. On the front page of BobTuscan.com, there is a few stories that you definitely should check out. One is about the statue that they're planning on putting right next to the Ten Commandments statue at the Oklahoma City Capitol. A group known as the Satanic Temple has proposed placing a 7-foot-tall statue of Satan, of Baphomet. I have the picture up at the website, and I also have the article that I wrote this morning about it. Now, the mainstream media is covering this, but what they're not telling you is that secretly, many of these politicians are enamored with this prospect of having Baphomet on their Oklahoma capital. Baphomet was, of course, something that I researched a lot in recent time because not only of its occult significance, but of it because of the fact that it keeps coming up in pop culture. There's a Beyonce this and a Puff Daddy, or I don't know who the hell's hit these days, but all these guys and these rap stars and whatever, they all got Baphomet, subliminals of Baphomet everywhere you look. Who is Baphomet? Well, according to the Vigilant Citizen, who does a lot of great work on these sorts of topics, Baphomet is an enigmatic, goat-headed figure found in several instances in the history of occultism, from the Knights Templar of the Middle Ages and the Freemasons of the 19th century to the modern currents of occultism. Baphomet never fails to create controversy. And this wouldn't be the first time we have Baphomet connected with a government institution. That's right, folks. Take a look at the Pentagon. I know you're saying it's just the shape. Well, if you take a look, a closer look at the sigil of Baphomet, the emblem of the Church of Satan, it is identical. Take a look at the Pentagon, and then take a look at this photo I have up on the website, bobtuscan.com, of the sigil of Baphomet, the international emblem of the Church of Satan. They're the same thing. They are the same exact thing. These symbols are everywhere you look, folks. The occultists try to do just that, hide them. That's what occult means, hidden. But we know where they are. We know how to see them. When you decode this stuff, you're after a while able to read it like a book. Some of these symbols are subliminally put out there. Others are more overtly put out there. Be on the lookout. There's no doubt in my mind that there is an occult aspect to the powers that shouldn't be on their agenda. So that story and that picture of the statue that they're proposing to be put next to the Ten Commandments is up at the website. Definitely check that out. Folks, I'll be filling in for John Stadmiller tomorrow and possibly Thursday as well, so definitely stay tuned for that. I'm excited to be filling in for John's show. He's out with the flu. I hope he feels better. I hope he's getting all that colloidal silver and elderberry. I talked to him a little bit yesterday about it, and he's pretty hip. He knows what to do, so I won't worry too much. And, not tomorrow night. Tomorrow night we have Steve Sarge riding shotgun during the evening with me on my regular slot. But the next day I have Dean Hartwell on to talk about his new book, and I'm excited about that. And 2 weeks from now, is our Health Week special. All week long on the Bob Tuscan Show, 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, we will be doing an in-depth look at health. And this is going to be not your usual health show. I already got several great guests confirmed. Dr. Mark Serkis, Ty Bollinger, Liam Sheff. The list goes on and on. Sally Fallon will be coming on. Great guests planned for this event. It's a week-long encyclopedia of alternative health. And it's I think, and this is just me, I'm anticipating it rather. It's going to be a really great resource to have. So you can keep the archives, you can put them all over YouTube, you can do what you want with them, and you can have them on hand. Because after all, folks, your health is a prerequisite. I know it's boring to talk about health, Bob. Why don't you talk about how they're trying to kill us? Well, they're trying to kill us. They're coming after our health. It's slow kill everywhere you look. Slow kill poisons in our food and our water supply and our air. It goes on and on and on. I think that's extremely relevant. I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I really think that's something to take a close look at, is our health. And I think it's a prerequisite before all the other stuff that we have to take on. I think we should and ought to take on our own personal health. our own personal health and our family's health as well. So we'll dedicate an entire week, 2 weeks from now, the week of the 20th to the 24th. If you have any guest suggestions for that week, we're going to have several guests on. I'd love to hear them. My email, of course, thebobtuskinshow@gmail.com. thebobtuskinshow@gmail.com. Okay, when we get back, I'm going to talk about a few other articles I have that I wrote. One is about Jenny McCarthy. Do you know who Jenny McCarthy is? Well, vaccine apologists have been circulating disinfo about Jenny McCarthy's autistic son. She's been very outspoken about autism and its connection to vaccines, so we'll get to that. And we also have a Grope report about the pesky TSA. Don't go anywhere.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
The TSA has confiscated 20% more guns in 2013. I'm Bob Tuscan, and this is the Grope Report.
I wanna grope you. So why apply to be a TSA? Baby, I hope you walk through my naked body scan, and I'm taking off the gloves.
The infamous gropers of your Fourth Amendment right have confiscated 20% more guns than airports in 2013, with the Atlanta airport having the most seizures at 110, according to a new report. While that makes sense as far as the Atlanta airport is concerned, it receives the majority of the traffic. An average of 5 guns per day was seized in airports across the nation last year, according to a report by the Middle National Security Journalism Initiative. Some 1,800 guns were confiscated in all, making it the third straight year of an increase in confiscations. Last year also marked the largest increase to date, with a 20% jump. The initiative based its reports on publicly available data released weekly by the TSA on its blog. The agency's official count for the year will not be released until the end of the week, but it is expected to be slightly higher. The initiative concluded that at least one gun was found in 207 airports across the country, and one out of every 4 airports had 10 or more confiscations, with Atlanta having the most at 110. Phoenix had 65 confiscations, while Denver had 52. Of the 10 airports in the country with the highest confiscation rates, at least 70% of the seized weapons were loaded. Trailing behind was Dallas-Fort Worth Airport with 98 guns confiscated and Bush International in Houston with 67. Nearly half of all the guns confiscated across the country were 380 and 9mm pistols. Some experts say the findings are not all that significant. Douglas Laird said if you look at the numbers, none of them are terrorists. He's an airport security expert and former Secret Service agent who told Fox News that, quote, they are people who violated TSA rules. That's right, folks. The TSA has not caught any terrorists to date. Their grand total of terrorists caught? Zero. He goes on to say, I have mixed feelings about the numbers, adding 99.999% of the people who had guns confiscated were not going to commit terrorist acts. It doesn't show that the TSA are making tremendous strides, he says. TSA officials declined to comment on the significance of the increased confiscations, but the agency has said in previous reports that it may be due to the continuing rise in the number of weapons Americans are carrying. In a statement to Fox News Monday night, it said, quote, TSA screens approximately 1.8 million passengers and their luggage every day for prohibited items, including weapons and explosives. TSA alerts law enforcement when a firearm is intercepted at a checkpoint. Law enforcement takes possession of the weapons, interviews the passenger, and determines any criminal charges. Now, mind you, folks, you can legally travel with a firearm. There is a certain protocol that you have to go about. You have to check it in, from what I understand, and have it in a locked box. But there is nothing illegal whatsoever about traveling with a firearm, granted you go through the proper rigmarole that the airlines and the FAA have provided. The statement added that civil charges can be filed and the passenger could be fined up to $11,000 as of December 17, 2013. It said the TSA has found approximately 1,700 firearms nationwide. Most of the weapons confiscated in 2013 had gun permits and were found in the carry-on luggage of passengers. The TSA states that guns must be declared to the airline on check-in, must be included with checked luggage, and cannot be brought into the main cabin. And I would argue that they ought to be brought in the main cabin. If we were to go with the official story of 9/11, what if those passengers were carrying a gun? Gun-free zones are the most dangerous place to be. Gun-free zones are probably... well, if you had guns there and guns were allowed, they wouldn't be gun-free zones anymore. But you ought to have a gun in those situations for the betterment of all law-abiding citizens. This has been your Grope Report. Visit bobtuscan.com for all the most up-to-date news and views. In other news, let's talk about Jenny McCarthy and this article that I wrote about her and these vaccine apologists who are, well, flooding the internet with propaganda after propaganda after propaganda. It's just a bunch of propaganda, really. No doubt about it. Vaccine apologists circulate disinfo about Jenny McCarthy's autistic son. That's the headline of the article I wrote. This week, there have been a number of articles circling that Jenny McCarthy's 11-year-old son does not have autism. Not long after, McCarthy came forward to refute these claims and set the record straight. For many years, McCarthy has been a vocal advocate against mandated vaccines. She has spoken out about their connection to autism and how vaccines most likely played a major role in her son's condition. We had Dr. Wakefield on not too long ago. Jenny McCarthy wrote the foreword to his book, and he speaks very highly of her, and he talks about her experience. Of course, Dr. Andrew Wakefield is one of the leading whistleblowers on the vaccine poisons that are out there. Stories circulating online claiming that I said my son, Evan, may not have autism after all are blatantly inaccurate and completely ridiculous, Jenny McCarthy tweeted. I guess she's now the host on The View or something like that. I don't know. Evan was diagnosed with autism by the Autism Evaluation Clinic at the UCLA Neuropsychiatry Hospital, and it was confirmed by the state of California through their regional center. The implication that I have changed my position, that my child was not initially diagnosed with autism and instead may suffer from Landau-Kleffner syndrome, which I'm not sure. What is Landau-Kleffner syndrome? Part of my naivety, but I'm not sure what that is. Anyways, it's not true. It's both irresponsible and inaccurate, she says. She continued. She says, these stories cite a new Time magazine interview with me, which was actually published in 2010 and never contained any such statements by me. Continued misrepresentations such as these only serve to open wounds of my many families, who are courageously dealing with this disorder. Please know that I am taking every legal measure necessary to set this straight. And as she should, folks. McCarthy has spoken on many occasions about how she believes that her son Evan's autism was caused by the MMR. That's right, the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine that most babies get. And I'm glad that she's blown the whistle on this, and I'm glad that we have a celebrity actually doing something for a change that's worthwhile. Good for Jenny McCarthy. Now, I'm no fan of pop culture, and I don't think that this offers any more credibility to the issue, but I think that it's very telling when the propagandists are taking something that she said because she's a person in the spotlight and skewing it all over the place. No doubt about it. All right, a lot more to get to when we come back in just seconds, folks. It's the Bob Tuscan Show.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Senator McCarthy has completely denied that she has made any comments that her son wasn't autistic. And, well, this is just propaganda in my eyes from the vaccine apologist. And they have to stoop this low because the facts are on the side of those out there who see the connection, the obvious connection with vaccines and autism and other things as well. Joining us now is a good friend and colleague, who has quite a bit of information when it comes to this. She also is a parent with a son who is suffering from autism, right, April? Am I getting that right?
Yes.
And
yes,
Aiden, right. And we've told your story on the show before. You know, you saw him regress when he would get the vaccines, and it was very difficult. But I wanted to bring you on to lend both your insights on this and your information that you've collected over the years, because I think folks like Jenny McCarthy, you know, they're celebrities and whatnot, but there are real smart people out there having to deal with this like yourself.
Yeah,
When the whole thing came out about Kennedy saying that, I could see right away that that was just a propaganda piece. And I don't exactly know how it got started. I think it was on some blog, and then what they were referencing was a Time magazine article from a few years ago. And if you actually read the Time magazine article, she never said that her son didn't have autism. It was really bizarre. But it just went viral really quickly because people just so badly didn't want to believe her story. But if you actually do the work and you read her books, like I have, you know, she's written 3 books on autism. And the first one she wrote about her experience with her own son, it's very clear that his diagnosis was very real and that he did regress after vaccination, as did my son, you know. And really around the same time that usually happens in toddlerhood, between like 1.5 to 3 years old. And so, I mean, I didn't believe it for a second. And I also met Jenny several times. Actually, my son used to go to her school when she had a school here in the Los Angeles area for a brief time for children with autism. And I met her son, and I met her. And I can tell you, you know, there was just no way that she would have ever said that. And it just was complete bogus propaganda. But enough people bought it, I guess.
Well, so, yeah, enough people have bought several lies. You know, we can list them, and it would take the rest of my 3-hour show, that's for sure. April's also a talk show host. Check out Truth or Talk, right? That's the name?
Yeah, you can find our radio show at truthortalk.com, and the blog that I write about my son, Aiden, who regressed into autism after he received, it was the MMR vaccine and chickenpox vaccine on the same day. So you can read about that at aidensrecovery.blogspot.com, and I work on Gaia Health as well. But it's and where I talk about that issue specifically. On Truth or Talk, we kind of just run the gamut. But on the blog, I talk about that specifically. So, yeah, so, I mean, it's a shame that they have to attack her personally. I don't know if you've ever heard of this one website. It's called Jenny McCarthy's Body Count. And it's by these pro-vaccine folks who really just have nothing better to do than to consider to be the lone reason for any kind of what they consider to be a vaccine-related injury or death around the world. And so they list these. It's really disgusting and disturbing. They list these people who have died from, you know, polio, or what, you know, what they're claiming is polio or whatever. And they consider all these people to be a result of her coming out and talking about what happened to her son. It's really disturbing how some people stoop so low like that.
But well, they have to use the fear and the manipulation and all these fallacies, and they neglect the points. I hear Aiden in the background, don't I?
Yes, you do.
He wasn't expecting mommy to come on the radio here last minute.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Well, fair enough, April. I'm glad you lend us your brief insight on that. It's funny that you actually met Jenny McCarthy and had your son at her school, so that's interesting. I should have asked for your comments on this when I was writing the article earlier.
Yeah, well, she's a really nice lady and really sweet. My son had a full scholarship to go there, so
really?
There's a lot of people. Because it was a school that they were running. It was very intensive, one-to-one. She had all this awesome equipment and all this stuff out for kids to do physical therapy and yoga, and it was really well-run school. And she worked across the street at the Generation Rescue, which is her nonprofit organization for that funds families who are seeking to get biomedical treatments for their children with autism. And you know, I can tell you, she's there every day. You know, because I was there every day dropping my son off at school, and I saw her, and she's really devoted. A lot of people who make this claim that she's making money off of this, I mean, I'm sure she's made some money on her books, but I can also say that I know she puts a lot more into it than she's probably making.
Sure.
Because this school was really top notch. I mean, they had a lot of nice stuff. I think it went under because they just couldn't afford to keep it going. But you know, her nonprofit. It really does help families, as opposed to some of these other nonprofits that just, I don't really know what they do. They're just like a lot of the nonprofits that are out there for cancer or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Those were the first ones that came to mind for me. Susan Coleman and all these money pits to only keep the status quo poisons of chemotherapy and so on.
Exactly. And the one that comes to mind when it about autism is Autism Speaks, which is the biggest
one. Right, right.
And they really support the whole vaccination agenda. You know, they've even hired a pharmaceutical wing out of a pharmaceutical company to come in and, I guess they're looking to find a pharmaceutical cure, they claim. So, but yeah, that's what they're all about. And they're also pretty well paid over there. So,
sure.
You know,
no but surprise Jenny's there.
Yeah, they're not. The Generation Rescue is pretty good. They do help families. So,
all right. Well, thank you for coming on, and we appreciate your insights on this. And hello, Aiden, back there in the back.
Yeah, he's putting in his 2 cents. He knows it's BS, right. Too.
So. He knows.
There it is. Yeah, he sure does.
I mean, just because children are autistic, obviously there's all different types, but it doesn't mean they're not intelligent. People forget that sometimes.
Yeah, that's true. It is, and he really understands most everything that people say. They just can't express it in the same way that everybody else can. But he, there's always a way. Where there's a will, there's a way, and he's finding it through sign language and other means. So he's doing great. So
awesome. Well, thank you so much, April. Truth or Talk, right? That's the radio show?
Yes, truthortalk.com.
Truthortalk.com. Okay, well, thanks for coming on Last Minute here. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Bob. All right,
bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, folks. We're going to take your calls for the rest of the show tonight, so we got a bunch of time for your calls ahead of us, and we'll get into a lot of different things. I have plenty of things on my list here to cover. What's the lamestream talking about? Are they still talking about the weather? It was cold here last night. It was like 19 degrees. I'm in Florida. Yeah, Florida. 19 degrees in north central Florida. I saw that it was colder in Alabama than it was in Alaska. It's global warming, folks. This is global warming. And this is what global warming does to you, without a doubt. Watch out. Al Gore is going to be coming on an iceberg in your backyard at any second now. He's the warmest. Colder in Minnesota than it was in Siberia and Antarctica, my producer just said. Colder in Minnesota than it was in Siberia and Antarctica. Wow. Wow. All the citrus fell off the trees here, which is not great. I mean, it's good in a sense because we got a whole bunch of really cheap citrus when you live here. It's like lobsters in Maine. I'd like to have that. Situation, lobsters in Maine. But, all the citrus fell off the tree, so there was plenty for people to grab. Florida is one big state filled with citrus trees everywhere you look. Anyways, we got a lot more to get to in just a moment. Feel free to call in if you like, 800-313-9443. You got any comments on the vaccines and autism issue, we'll take your calls on that. And anything else on your mind, 800-313-9443. Another quick break, and then we'll be back with more in just seconds. I think. I was early that time, Mr. Producer? Not too early. All right, here we go.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years. And in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years. And in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Telskin Show. We're taking your phone calls at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And we'll go back to the phone lines and talk to Brent in Oregon. Hello, Brent.
Yes, hi there, Bob. How you doing?
How are you, Brent?
I'm great. Yeah, I'm calling because I know of a person, this person was vaccinated when he was approximately 7 years old. The last words he said to his father, who is Bruce Widener of the Widener Language Translation Engine, and he still takes care of his son to this day, and he was stunted at that age. He's like 220-pound kid that stunted at maybe 7 years old.
Wow. It ruins families. And if you don't think that there's a connection, then you're not paying attention. These people receive these poisonous vaccines with all sorts of nasty stuff in them, and they regress. It's that simple.
Yep, it's really bad to watch because this person, Bruce Widener, is he could take the language translation programs to take the air level out of him, but he's taking care of his son. He's never left his son. Everybody else said they should put him into a home.
Well, good for him. You know, that's real. That's what a parent does. That's the type of dedication. You know, being a parent, I'm a new father, and, you know, my son is real healthy and everything's good, and, you know, I would be there regardless. We contemplated that. You know, what do you do as a parent if that kind of thing happens? Well, you're a parent. A parent is a parent is a parent. And, I don't know. I don't get people that could take their love, you know, their children, their love, and send them to a home. It's got to be a selfish decision to make, for sure.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to share that story. It is really sad to have to see the results of some of that stuff.
It is. It really dampers your mood, that's for sure. It's sobering and sad and just... it's one of those things that's always troubled me. I had a neighbor growing up who was heavily mentally retarded, and you know, it's one of those things that kind of disturbs people. I don't know what it is about it. It disturbs me, anyways. And that's not to say that I'm somehow prejudiced or I look down upon these people, but it's just disconcerting to see people like that. Maybe we're the ones who have it rough. You know, maybe they're in a state of bliss that we could never contend with. Who knows?
But, well, that's true. Bruce, he laughs, and he laughs his whole day. He just laughs about everything.
Yeah, so maybe he's not better off, but maybe he's in a better place than most of us are.
Yeah, it's possible. I don't know for sure, but
it's one way to look at it, too. You know, there's a spiritual perspective you can take on this, and I don't know. We're making sense out of something that's uncomprehensible, that's for sure. Brad, I appreciate you sharing that with me, man. It's
okay.
Sad story.
Thanks.
So,
thank you for telling the truth about this stuff.
Yeah, thank you, man, because that's what we're doing here. We're highlighting these cases so that we can tell people, hey, avoid this stuff. Don't give your children these nasty vaccines. Don't do it. Resist the temptation from the brainwashed masses. I did it. And there's no repercussions. If you think, well, my child's not going to be able to go to school then. Well, first of all, okay, let's take a closer look at that statement. Hold on just a second now. Do you really want your kids in the government indoctrination camps known as public schools? Also, that's just wrong, flat wrong. Fact is, there's no requirement to be vaccinated to attend schools. There's all sorts of loopholes that you can use. Maybe not all sorts, but I know you can claim religious freedom at any given time. So it's just flat false. It's not true. So don't poison your kids, potentially damaging them for the rest of their lives because you want to get them into a school, into a daycare system, essentially. Government-run nanny care. Nanny government-run daycare. Nanny. It's a poor excuse in my eyes. Anyways, we'll take more calls at 800-313-9443. Got a bunch of surprises I want to get to next hour as well. 800-313-9443. I want to thank Activist Post for putting up our Grope Report, this week's Grope Report. I'm posting all this at my YouTube channel, so if you miss the Grope Report or the Mossad Minute or any of these unique segments we do from time to time on the Bob Tuscan Show, please subscribe to my YouTube channel. You can find it by going to my website, bobtuscan.com.
That's BOBTUSKIN. And up on the top there, you'll see Bob's YouTube. Click on that and subscribe. I want to see how many subscribers I can get right now from this public plea to have folks subscribe to my channel so that they can see this information and be in the loop. So please surprise me. I'd like to see thousands of people subscribe right now, but I know I'll probably only have a couple, so surprise me. I'm very pessimistic. The interaction from listeners is sometimes few and far between. I would love to get more emails and so on and so forth from people, but I don't. So if you want to email me, you can always do so by going to bobtuskin.com, and there's a contact button. And also, my email directly is thebobtuskinshow@gmail.com. thebobtuskinshow@gmail.com. All right, so I appreciate all the interaction I get. Next hour, we might have a special guest appearance from John Vibes, who has a lot on his mind, so we'll get to that. Also, I got some more news that I didn't get to, much of which is at the front page of BobTuskin.com. RBS pays $600 million for manipulating interest rates. $600 million to get off. Well, that's very convenient. The Royal Bank of Scotland Group was ordered to pay $50 million by a federal judge in Connecticut over claims that it rigged the London Interbank Offered Rate. And we'll talk about that a bit. These banksters, man, they get off. You know, they can do Bernie Madoff-type things, and they just spend a couple million, maybe a couple billion dollars to make it all go away. No problem there. Just make it all go away with more of the debt-based currency. More Federal Reserve notes to continue to pad the hole that they continue to dig. It's really crazy, folks. And our economy is broken. Unemployment numbers are at least in the double digits. Well, I guess they're not in triple digits, but they're at least in the teens, if not in the 20s, 30s, perhaps. I don't know. The real numbers out there, folks, are not the ones that were given with these unemployment reports. They, you know, after a certain period of time, everybody knows this, but after a certain period of time, they stop counting. People stop filing for unemployment, and they're no longer counted, and it's a big mess. So don't believe the unemployment numbers. That's not really a good indication of what the economy looks like and what the job market looks like. Fact is, there's not enough jobs because of the manipulation of these debt-based bankers who are usurping the people. There's not enough capital to provide jobs in this country. Not any capital, not enough jobs. Without real money, there's no real jobs, and there's no real economy. So as a result, people are suffering greatly. Greatly. I mean, I can attest to this. I'm having a hard time, real hard time. And with a young family and a college degree and, you know, plenty of experience in communications, a lengthy career in radio at my young age, I should be making it, but I'm not. Because you got guys like Clear Channel buying up all the radio markets, making it hard for independent, true voices to really be successful. And that's a darn shame. It really is. All right. We'll be back next hour with more. Don't go anywhere. It's the Bob Tuskin Show.
Them crazy. Them crazy. We're gonna chase those crazy ballets.